Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're looking at some amazing events that are taking place in the world today. And I think it's so important for us to always remember that nothing is until it is. And we have this tendency inside of our human nature, just once we're in it, we always act like or respond to like, this is how it's always been. But it's really not. I mean, if you look at it, just in the last 7 years, America has been fundamentally transformed. It is totally different viewpoints, and the cases that are coming before the Supreme Court, the things that judges are doing, the things that, you know, Christians are doing, the things that leaders are doing, things their schools are doing, it's amazing. It's just total transformation. But you know what? God never changes. And I'm looking at, and I want to be able to talk about today with several things. One is, you know, that God is creating and drawing people to himself. And we're beginning to see a movement for those who were born Muslim to begin to come to the Lord. God is opening the eyes of the Muslim and helping them see his love, his kindness, and that he sent his son. And we'll be talking a lady from Sweden in just a moment. But we're also going to be talking about today, you know, that we're hearing an amazing statement made by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just this last weekend, that she talks about the deep-seated religious beliefs of America need to be changed. And I was like, you know, what? First of all, the very fact the word religion means it's something that doesn't, God doesn't change, and that you can't change those things. But we'll be talking about that, and also remembering that that's exactly what, you know, President Obama was saying when he was running originally for office, was that, you know, America is no longer a Christian nation. In other words, our faith has changed. And, you know, and it really hasn't. We just have to begin to awaken ourselves. And I believe that God's given us a challenge in just saying, you know, which way do you want to go? We're given a choice. You know, who's going to be our God? We're like at the top of Mount Carmel, and God is using a prophet like Elijah to be able to bring us to that point of decision. And quite often, the enemy, you know, defeats our mentality by thinking we've already messed up already. You know, God's just going to write us off, and that's not who God is. I mean, God will whisper at a prideful man in his deep sleep, as Job talks about in Job 33, to be able to hopefully get this man or woman to repent before they enter into total separation, hell with his weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I mean, he wants you. He wants America. But the thing, we have to make that kind of decision. Well, when you look at what's taking place with the Muslims and the revival and the Muslims that are turning to Christ, I don't think anybody explains it any better than Mona Walters from Sweden. You've got to see this. Take a look.
This woman is on a mission. She's not a Muslim, and her Muslim dress is a disguise. Her mission is for Muslims to know what is in the Quran, because she says if more Muslims knew what was in the Quran, more would leave Islam. Mona Walter came to Sweden from Somalia as a war refugee when she was 19. She says she was excited about joining a modern European nation with equal rights for women. But as a young Muslim woman, that was not the Sweden she encountered. In fact, she says it was in Sweden where she first experienced radical Islam on a daily basis.
I discovered Islam here in Sweden. In Somalia, you're just a Muslim. You're just born into Muslim country without knowing the Quran. But when you come to Sweden, then you go to mosque, and there is a Quran, so you have to cover yourself, you have to be a good Muslim.
Walter says she grew up in Somalia never having read the Quran.
So I didn't understand what I was part of. I didn't know who Muhammad was. I didn't know who Allah was. So when I found out, I was upset. I was sad and I was disappointed.
She says she discovered that Allah is a God who hates, and that Islam is not a religion of peace.
It's about hating and killing those who disagree with Islam. It's about conquering. Muhammad, he was immoral. He was a bloodthirsty man. He was a terrible man. And they can read that in his biography, what he did to Jews, how he raped women, how he killed people. I mean, he killed everyone who didn't agree with him.
Discouraged, she left Islam and became an atheist, until one day a family relative encouraged her to read the Bible. She still remembers the first time she read Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, where Jesus said to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
It was very strange for me, love your enemy, because in Islam you have to kill your enemy. Kill your enemy and kill everyone who refuses Islam. But Jesus Christ, it was all about love and peace and forgiveness and tolerance. And for some reason, I needed that.
She went to see Pastor Fahoud Rasho, a Syrian immigrant who ministers to former Muslims in Sweden.
She started to believe, and she came to me. That was the beginning of her trusting.
I was so happy. I was filled with joy. Then I accepted Jesus Christ.
Mona says the Lord gave her a burden for Muslims who still do not know the truth about Islam, and she began to copy verses from the Quran and hand them out on the street to Muslim women.
Sometimes they listen, sometimes they become very upset, and I just told that, you know, that your husband, he have a right to beat you if you don't obey him. And say, no, he does not say that. Yes, it says that. I thought that if I tell them about Muhammad and about Quran and this God of Islam who hates, who kill, who discriminates women, maybe they will have a choice and leave.
But in politically correct Sweden, Mona Walter has come under attack for simply telling Muslims what is in the Quran.
And I've been called Islamophobe, and yeah, you've been bought, you're a house nigger and stuff like that, terrible things.
She has also been called a racist. Walter warns that Islamic radicalism is a serious threat in Sweden and says Swedish society should care more about women trapped in Islam.
They will think like, oh, we're in Sweden. We have a freedom of religion. But Muslim women don't have a freedom of religion. They live under the law of Allah, not under Swedish law. So they will suppose everyone have a freedom of religion. We don't have freedom of religion. It's not for Muslim women. It's for everyone else.
She lives under death threats and sometimes travels with police protection. She wanted to show us Muslim areas around Gothenburg, but had to first dress as a Muslim. She believes if she were to show her face, she would be attacked.
I never go to those areas just to be me, just to be in flesh and blood, Mona. I never get out of there alive. I mean, Muslims are normally good people, like everyone else. But when they read Quran, then they become a killing machine. This so-called ISIS or Al-Shabaab or Boko Haram, they're not extremists. They're not fanatical, or they're just a good Muslim. Good Muslim who follow the teachings of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad. He did that. They're doing just what he did.
Walter now uses videos and speaking appearances to spread her message. And she says she won't stop, even though her life is in danger. Dale Hurd, CBN News, in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Wow, this is powerful. And, you know, we can be so narcissistic that we totally miss, you know, as Americans, focused on ourselves, that God loves, you know, the Muslim people, and he wants them to know him. He wants them to know him, and we're seeing this great harvest of Muslims who are, they're just being born into a Muslim nation, and they're saying, you're a Muslim. And that's why you're seeing these statistics saying there's a large number of Muslims, because, you know, whether you are born into it, whether you convert to it, or whether you're forced into it, they consider all those, you know, as Muslims. But I mean, and similar to Christianity, where you're seeing a lot of Christians in America not read the Bible, it appears not many Muslims are reading the Quran. Yeah. But when you read the Quran, and we have Islam 101 on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, we got the Bible and the Quran, just a couple scriptures, not a lot. So you can see the antithesis. It's the opposite of the Word of God. It's the opposite where, you know, just as plain as day, that you know, Jesus to the Quran is not the Son of God. He has to come back, according to the Quran, and repent for calling himself the Son of God, and he will serve, you know, Islam's God. And that alone, do you need to know anything else? That's anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion in the context of that. So it's not, you know, up and down can't come together. And that's just how it is. You know, you make the choice when you actually choose to follow an anti-Jesus Christ religion.
It's interesting how she says that Boko Haram, you know, ISIS, they're not fanatical.
Can you say it again?
It's just interesting how she says that Boko Haram, you know, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they're not fanatical. They're just being good Muslims.
And that Boko Haram actually means do not learn anything from the West, something like
wow.
that. It actually means don't learn the teachings of the West.
Yeah,
which
she
is
said Al-Shabaab too, but they're not being fanatical. They're just being good Muslims. They're doing what Muhammad did.
Right, and that's what we've been saying, you know, all along in regards to, you know, how this is. This is John Ramos joining me today, and that I'm so glad we're having this conversation. It's an exciting thing. So think about this, that Muslims are finding out who Jesus is. They're finding out who Muhammad is, and they're coming to get saved, and they're giving their lives to the Lord. And she is an evangelist for truth. She's willing to print scriptures and print writings in the Quran and hand them out to educate people who profess to be Muslims who aren't reading the Quran. What are we doing?
Right.
You know, and that's our sister, by the way, in the Lord. That's our sister in Christ in Sweden. And that's, before we go to break, I want to be able to hear this again, you know, 508. Listen to what she says, somebody who grew up and was born into Islam and saw for what it is, but now she is a Christian. Listen to what she says about it.
So I didn't understand what I was part of. I didn't know who Muhammad was. I didn't know who Allah was. So when I found out, I was upset. I was sad and I was disappointed.
She says she discovered that Allah is a God who hates and that Islam is not a religion of peace.
It's about hating and killing those who disagree with Islam. It's about conquering. Muhammad, he was immoral. He was a bloodthirsty man. He was a terrible man. And they can read that in his biography, what he did to Jews, how he raped women, how he killed people. I mean, he killed everyone who didn't agree with him.
This is so exciting because you're seeing, understand that you know, no matter what people are, if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, you're all in the same category in regards to outside of unless you're Jewish, you know, in regards to how God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in following the Torah. But understand this, that everybody has to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. I mean, we all have to do that. And how are they going to know unless someone tells them? How is someone going to tell them unless someone is sent? And all these Muslims who are running for their life because they're, quote, not Muslim enough, they're being persecuted by radical Islam, for example, that we've been showing on our program, it's time for us to welcome them the way the church in Italy was welcoming them. We showed them coming over the Mediterranean, I believe it was, and they were coming into Italy, and the church was there to give them flowers, food, clothes, and to be able to witness into their life. You know, if we didn't go to the mission field, it's like the mission field's coming to us. We've got to get excited and tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the scripture and let them see, you know, who Muhammad is. Let them read the Quran and find out and compare the two and find out that they expect Quran and their God, which is no God at all, expects you to die for him, but our God died for us. He gave his son, his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place so that we wouldn't have to. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we enter into the family of God. That's how loving and kind our God is. And Mona found out about him. And if you hadn't yet found out about him, we shared our testimonies how we met Father God through his son, Jesus Christ, at meetmyfather.org. You can find out about how we met him. meetmyfather.org. And maybe today would be the day that you would make a decision like Mona made. You know, maybe you are Islamic. Maybe you're a Muslim and you're feeling like her as well. And you're thinking, you know, I think I'm going to read this thing. People have been just telling me and forcing me and very religious around me. But I want to find out what the Quran says. I want to find out what the Bible says. And I want to know this Jesus. And what I heard, you know, Kamal Saleem cry out to God because he came to America specifically as a radical jihadist wanting to, quote, get his inheritance to take the infidel down. But he found Jesus and got saved. He prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because he prayed first to Muhammad and no one answered, but when he prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God answered him. And now he is a soldier for Jesus Christ, filled with the love of God. And maybe that can be you too. Find out more by going to meetmyfather.org. We'll be right back in a moment talking about what is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talking about when she says specifically deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed in America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.